It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dan, and good morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are expected weak to $1 per hundredweight lower amid sliding wholesale pork values and record large weekly slaughters. Terminals are called mostly steady with top prices from $37.50 to $41. Peoria is called steady to weak today with a top price of $37.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, September 25th, negotiated swine purchases were 10,836 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $49 to $59.50. The weighted average was $57.38, a loss of 29 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.96 to $48.36, the weighted average $45.61. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,946. The base price range was $49 to $62.75, the weighted average $59.75, a loss of $1.81 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $37.79 to $49, and the weighted average was $46.42. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We have some scattered showers across the area this morning, and mainly to the east and south of Champaign-Urbana right now. And rainfall during the last 24 hours, not heavy in a lot of places, but heavy in a few. We did have some clusters of heavy rain that prompted some localized flood warnings, flash flood warnings, Herman and small stream flood advisories. And looking at the map of the Midwest in terms of where rain has fallen, it appears that some of the heavier rain occurred the last couple of days in a band that went across an area parallel to I-70. And just a little bit south of I-70, once you're southwest of Effingham and along, and maybe a little bit north of I-70, north of Effingham, also a cluster of showers that in some cases more than an inch, and in a few cases more than 2 inches of rain fell in an area along the Ohio River Valley up into southwestern Indiana. And even closer to Champaign-Urbana, some heavier rain fell in northern Piatt County, southeastern McLean County, northwestern Champaign County, some places getting over an inch there. Also northern Vermilion, southeastern Iroquois, on over into Benton and Warren counties in Indiana got some heavy rain. But there were other areas that missed out on this significant rainfall, less than a quarter of an inch, including right here at WILL. We only picked up a grand total of 19 hundredths of an inch. And to the northwest, there are a lot of areas that didn't get a lot of rain, but can't just put a broad brush number on any large area, because there were other clusters of rain in Missouri into west central and northern Illinois, including around the Chicago area, some locally heavy rain around Rockford, some locally heavy rain across Indiana. Much of central Indiana got heavy rain. So it appears that when you look at the two-state area as a whole, more of Indiana got significant rain than Illinois, and part of that was just the timing and the storms really erupting during the heat of the afternoon across Indiana yesterday. We still have showers in the area, mostly across Indiana, southern Illinois, pushing into Ohio and Kentucky. The northwestern Midwest has already dried out. Some sunshine will be there today, and the northwestern Midwest is also well, it's cooler already. We do have the cool weather that has pushed into that area, and we are going to be having more seasonable temperatures here. But I think by and large, there's going to be some good weather for harvesting the rest of this week. So those fields that didn't get too wet from the rain the last couple of days, harvesting will pick up quickly. For some of the areas that got over an inch of rain and maybe a couple of days before harvesting resumes. Now, as we go through next week and beyond, we're going to have fronts coming through every couple of days that will create the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. So that's going to slow down harvesting of corn and soybeans at times in some areas, but in between there will be dry days. So when I look at the big picture, I don't see any major problems with the harvest of the corn and beans. But on individual bases, there's going to be some areas that are going to be experiencing enough delays that it'll at least become more of a nuisance. I don't think we're going to have a week in a row of open weather in many places. So it's going to be more dodging the raindrops from here on out, but there will be some dry days and some warm days still ahead. Now, as we look at Brazil and Argentina, it's getting hotter in the northern production areas of Brazil. So hot and dry weather is in the forecast for more than a week there. Then there might be some rain after that as we get into October and we get out of the dry season for the northern production areas of Brazil. But certainly conditions will not be good for planting there due to dryness and heat here over the next week to 10 days. And as we go farther south into Argentina, they've gotten the showers. We talked about that the last couple of weeks after a very dry period of weather. They had a couple of weeks where they got some decent rainfall. Now dry weather has returned, so that's good for corn planting across Argentina. And then there's a chance that showers will resume there next week, and that would also be favorable for crop development there after some of the corn is seeded. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the overnight session from Tuesday, prices looked like this. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 870.5, down 2.75. Last trade up 9.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 887.25, unchanged. Last trade up 10.5. March 890.5, down 1.5. Last trade up 9.25. July 635, down 2.5. Last trade unchanged. December corn opened at 370.75, down 1. Last trade down 1. March 386.5, down 3/4. Last trade down 1.5. July 403.75, down 1. Last trade down 3/4. November beans opened at 971, down 2. Last trade up 3.5. January 987.25, down 1.75. Last trade up 3. July 998.5, down 1. Last trade up 3. October soybean meal opened at 271.40, unchanged. Last trade up 250. October soybean oil opened at 38.65, up 1. Last trade down 10. Joining us on the telephone now to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well on hump day, as you say, as well as your new day for being on the air. Strategic Farm Marketing moving from Fridays to Wednesdays for those folks who like to follow your views.
Somebody had to break us in. I guess it could be me then.
Well, let me start with a general question and just ask you, is there anything worth chewing on out of the estimates for Friday's quarterly grain stocks report?
You know, not a whole lot, Dave. I mean, they're, you know, the average trade guess on beans was like $552 million, and that's not any big change or any big news. And the ranges on corn are 1.1 to 1.17, which basically just says we got a big crop out there, and there's going to be a big new crop coming on. It's going to be big, and there's just not a lot of news there. And I think the markets are basically, we're pretty stagnant right now and looking for news. It's kind of amazing to me that, we got 975 beans and $9 wheat, and we just don't have a lot of news to talk about. It's, just strange days these days.
Does corn look over its shoulders at wheat and soybeans?
Right now, corn is definitely being pulled along by wheat and soybeans, no question about it. And, we've been preaching it for a long time, and I still think that we're gearing up for a big acreage fight, and I think that those numbers, on wheat, everybody was thinking, we're going to see 5 million more acres of wheat, and the government came out with 2, and I think it's reacted a little bit to that. I think what's interesting too is I didn't know if you saw any of the Monsanto press releases yesterday that you know, that they've got some new seed varieties that are got some nitrogen fixing to improve the current yields and adds fertility for the crops in the following year. They're expecting production of soybean yields improving 3 bushels an acre next year, just off of some new varieties we've got coming out. So, you know, there again, we're just looking at better crops all along, even in the future.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and get your estimates for the opening.
They're calling wheat 8 to 10 higher. Jordan, Morocco, and Algeria all came in and trying to buy a little wheat. Corn's flat, 1 to 2 lower, and soybeans, they're expecting 3 to 5 higher, which pretty much follows along with the overnight you just read a few minutes ago.
Thank you much, Chris.
You bet.
Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. The folks from Strategic Farm Marketing every Wednesday here on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.